Hey, Brian, Rob Domofsky. Hey, how was this process for you, and what did it ultimately come down to re-sign here?
The process was, it was fun and a little stressful. I mean, just kind of trying to, you know, wrap your head around where your future is going to be. I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, it's fun. It's what the whole thing's about. But what it came down to, I mean, really was, for me, comfort level with the organization, with the Packers, with the coaches, the teammates, and just how much I enjoy playing, you know, for Green Bay and you know, for the guys, you know, the guys that I play with, you know, TJ and Schitten, and I mean, I just really enjoy being there. So, I mean, that's really what it came down to.
Brian, it's Jason Wilde. So you had other offers, right? I mean, obviously there were other teams that made offers to you.
Yeah.
So you talk about those guys, and, you know, we all saw TJ with his social media campaign and everything else. We know how much you love those guys, but how do you go about putting a price tag on that? Because both you and Randall now have left more lucrative offers elsewhere on the table. How do you weigh the money versus the love that you have for your teammates or the situation or whatever it might be?
You know, to me, I look at it from just, I mean, my wife and I, when we were going through this whole thing, I mean, we with everything that came in, we just went pro and con on everything and kind of just weighed our options with Green Bay and then with the, you know, with the organization that, you know, we were hearing from. I mean, obviously, it was the legal tampering period, so really nothing, it wasn't anything like crazy going on, like a lot of, like what's going on right now where teams are getting letters in the mail about having to show phone records. But to me, it was just how comfortable I am with, you know, what we have going on in Green Bay right now and how much I know that my wife and I, you know, how much we enjoy Green Bay, how much we enjoy the area. And obviously, yeah, I mean, when it comes to your teammates, and, you know, when you can go to work every day and you enjoy going to work every day, and it's, you know, that makes this process all worth it. I mean, it's when we could show up every day and practice and all that, that's fun. Every day is fun. I mean, that's what makes Sunday so much more worth it. And when you have a good group of guys, I mean, that's what it's all about. So, but yeah, I mean, there's obviously, you know, obviously the, like you said, the lucrative contracts or the more money into the contracts, but you have to weigh your options and make a smart decision for not only yourself professionally, but also your family. And, you know, that's kind of the way I looked at it throughout the entire process.
Hey, Brian, Mark Daniels here. How much were you encouraged by the fact you got through that season relatively healthy, the emergence of Corey, and just how productive that that group is becoming up front now?
Yeah, I mean, I was to get through the whole thing, you know, pretty somewhat healthy. Scott, you know, I don't think you ever get through completely, but to get through it healthy and be able to contribute the entire year, I mean, it was really fun, that's what you sign up for, is be able to contribute and play well and see success, especially success when it, like you said, when it comes to, you know, the offensive line and how we played. I mean, that was fun to see how we kind of came together and played really good football, especially down the stretch. And, you know, Corey, I mean, obviously he was a young guy coming in, and, you know, no one really knew what to expect, and he stepped up in a big way, and he's a big part of what we got going on up there.
Hey, Brian, you mentioned getting through it healthy. Obviously, we all know you had the injuries in 12 and 13. Where do you think you'd be right now if you hadn't gotten through this season, this past season, healthy? What do you think your future might have been?
I don't know. I mean, that's difficult for me to answer, because it didn't happen. So, I mean, thank God I was able to get everything healthy. You know, I don't know. I don't really think about things in that light and put myself in that position if I don't have to be. I mean, it was already unfortunate enough and difficult enough being hurt for those 2 years in a row and not being able to play any ball. So being injured and missing more time isn't even something that's really in my thought process.
Hey, Brian, Paul Emig, you mentioned more money in other contracts. How many other contract offers did you get from other teams, and what was the max that you would have gotten had you chosen elsewhere?
It was just the legal tampering period. No contracts were offered. That's just the I think that's the rule, isn't it? I don't know. There's a lot of rules.
Interest level, I suppose. How many teams, like, you know, talking to your agent?
I think it was around four. I think to be brutally honest with you, I tried to stay out of it as much as I could. And just let my agent handle it and handle everything, and he would call me if there was something that was interesting or whatnot. So I just let him handle it. So I try not to get too involved with what teams were in it, what teams were out of it, until it actually got closer to that deadline.
Brian,
Tom Silverstein. Hey, I was wondering, how much did the way the season ended and kind of left sort of an unfinished job play into your thought process, and also where do you think the offensive line can go after last year? I mean, it's always possible you peak. What more could the offensive line do?
All right, well, I'll start with the first one. To get that close and you know what happened is what happened. I mean, everyone knows what happened. I mean, weren't able to finish and, you know, didn't make it to the championship game. And, that's difficult. But I think my thought process, and I know it, is, you know, how talented of a football team we do have. So knowing that is also a big reason in my mind why I would choose Green Bay over a lot of places, because I know year in and year out we're going to be competing for a championship, and that's fun. I mean, that's what playing this game is all about, is competing for championships and making runs like that. And from the offensive line standpoint, I think we can be better. I really do. I think any guy would say it. I think as a group, we started a little slow in the beginning of the year. So I think we can get better. And, everyone's going to be one year older. Corey will be a year older, a year wiser. Dave, too. I mean, everyone's got another year under their belt. So I think we can be better. And, that starts, obviously, in OTAs and IPWs and all that stuff. But I think we have a really good group of guys up front. I think we can be even better.
Hey, Brian. It's Bill at Pack Reporting. I'm just curious if anybody wanted you to play left tackle.
Not that I heard. That wasn't something that my agent was reporting to me. A bunch of teams had asked him about that. So I can't really. I don't think so.
You know, we talked about this during the season, but was there a point last year where you thought that you were back to the old Brian Bulaga? I know even Campen said that you were better than ever. Was there a point where that all kind of kicked in for you?
Yeah, you know what? I think, to me, I finally started to, I mean, obviously, you know, you have training camp to, you know, kick rust off, but the game situations that really get you acclimated back to playing, and I hadn't played a game in a year and a half, and so it took me a little while to kind of get back into the speed of the game. Obviously, you do the preseason games too, but the speed of the game is still ramped up. Especially going to the season and to the playoffs, and everything just speeds up. So, I can't pick a specific moment or game or week where I felt like, you know, I'm back to where I was, or because I always say, you know, I don't really like to say I'm better or worse or anything than what I was or put labels. I leave that for coaches, but I felt like I was playing good football, and I felt like I was doing my job and contributing and holding up, you know, my end of the bargain from what I, you know, what my job is, and that's, you know, blocking for Aaron, making sure he has enough time to throw the ball, and trying to create space for the running backs, and you know, that's, I felt like I got better as the season went on and got more comfortable you know, started to play better as the year went on.
Hey, Brian, do you have any feel yet, or you guys as a group have any feel yet for how things are going to change with Mike not calling plays and handing it over to Tom? Do you have any feel for that yet?
I don't think so yet. You know, I mean, it's really hard for me even to talk about because, you know, we haven't been in there and we haven't had an offensive meeting or even a team meeting to even go over those types of things. But I think, you know, Coach Funs, he's been in the system so long with Aaron and with Coach McCarthy and, you know, a lot of the same staff has been together that I don't know how much is going to change or what is going to change, but I know that it's just hard for me to answer because I just don't know. I mean, I've been here 5 years and just so used to Coach McCarthy calling the plays, and that's just how it's been, so we're just going to have to kind of see the dynamic, but I know Coach McCarthy wouldn't do anything that would be a negative for the team, so I'm sure everything's going to transition pretty smoothly and everything will go well.
Hey, Brian, are you still in Green Bay or did you leave? Where are you now?
I'm in Florida. It's 85 and sunny.
Hey, it's pretty nice here today. What I'm wondering is, you know,
Is it 60?
I think,
is it 60
like
there?
65, yeah, it's beautiful. All my snow is gone.
That is a nice day.
You know, I feel like we all asked you this at some point during the season where we kept, you know, do you think about where you are now versus what you went through and all that with the injuries and stuff like that? You didn't spend a lot of time reflecting, or at least you didn't tell us you did. What about after this, though? You know, you signed the contract, and there had to be some times during that year and a half when you weren't playing where you wondered what your future was. And now to sign the deal and have five more years in front of you with this team and with your friends and everything else, was there at any point did you or you and your wife kind of go, you know, and think about all the stuff you'd been through and what this meant to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I mean, especially as this year was going on, you know, my wife and I, we really just kind of would talk and just, you know, be like, this is, I mean, it's just so much more fun and so much better when I'm playing and I'm coming home and I can actually feel like talking about football when I'm not playing. And when I was hurt, I just wouldn't even want to talk about anything. I didn't want to really talk about football. Just kind of came home and after working out or rehabbing, it was just kind of either go golf or go, you know, not talk about football. And to be able to come home and, you know, talk to your family or your wife about something that you love and you care about, which is football. I mean, that makes a big difference. And I mean, yeah, I mean, when I, you know, tore my ACL and was down here in Florida rehab, and it was, I mean, we didn't really know if for the, obviously I figured I'd probably be back with the team, but I didn't know what my role was going to be. I didn't know, if even this year if they'd have me back. So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the future is a little bit uncertain and, all I knew is that I could control what I can control, and that's go out there and, you know, play as good as football as I can and, you know, have this deal done and be coming back to Green Bay for five more years. I'm as excited as anyone could be. I mean, I'm fired up about it. My family is. My wife is. I mean, we're thrilled about it.
Hey, Brian, what is your lasting memory from the last game, and is it going to be something you use as fuel, or is it going to be something you're going to just try to put behind you completely and out of your head for next season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to remember what happened in that game, and I think per man, we all have to be accountable for if there's something that we didn't do right or if we, you know, something we could have done better. And look at it and, you know, really, really just be honest with ourselves and just know that we didn't finish the game properly and, you know, we need to be better. But it's not something that we can just harp on. You know, I think we got a good group of guys, a veteran group of guys that have played a lot of football games that know, we can learn from it, but we just got to move on from it and just be better. I mean, that's really all it is just be better than what that game, especially the end of that game, was. And I think this offseason is probably giving guys plenty of time to, you know, get over it and kind of move on and get ready for the start of the new year and the new season. And, you know, it'll be here before we know it. So I think, again, you got to remember what happened, but you just can't harp on it. You just got to move on and get ready for a new year.
Hey, Brian, Wes Hodkowitz from the Press Gazette. With TJ and Josh, how much communication did you have with them throughout this process, and what was their reaction when you told them you were going to be coming back for five more years?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to them probably 3-4 times a week. They were just asking me what was going on in the process, if I'd heard anything, you know, just small communication. And also, especially both guys that have both gone through new deals, just talking to me and communicating and seeing, you know, if they could help in any way, just, you know, trying to give any advice they could. I mean, they've both gone through it. And when I let them know the morning, you know, whenever kind of the terms were finalized, they were pretty excited. They didn't really believe me at first. They thought I was just screwing with them. But, you know, I think TJ finally settled into the idea that I was staying after I, you know, told him that he's got to be paying, you know, paying me out when I beat him in golf all summer. So I think he finally settled into the realization of that. But no, they were fired up. They were excited. Just keeping the same group of guys together, I think, is a great thing.
Hey, Brian, kind of going back to Jason's question a minute ago, after all the crap that you had to go through, was it a special feeling to put pen to paper, or are you not that kind of sentimental guy?
I don't know if I'm that sentimental of a guy, to be honest with you. I mean, to me, it's just, I'm just excited to be back with this organization. I mean, like I said, I mean, going into this season, I kind of was in the mind frame of, don't really know what my future is going to be next year, whether it's here or somewhere else, but all I know is that I can control what I do on the field and my attitude and just what I just go out there and work every day and get better and improve and do what I can to help the team. So I'm just glad that all that paid off and I'm able to stay with the Packers for five more years. I'm thrilled to death about it.
Okay.